With the heavy rains that fell last week in western Sherman and parts of Cheyenne County, some folks are wondering if they need to think about re-drilling some of those wheat fields. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased agronomic information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So if you have fields that were in that area that received that hard-driving rain last week, listen up. If you're wondering about re-drilling some of those fields to thicken up the wheat stands, first you need to go out to the field and make some stand counts. Pick 5 or 10 spots that are representative of the area that you're concerned about. Now, this might be a whole field or just a specific area of a field. Mark out a foot of row and count the number of seedlings that are above ground. Now, if there are seedlings that are just coming up, you might want to pull up that crust and look to see if those seedlings are fighting to break through it. Now, K-State recommends leaving a stand that is 50% of the original stand or greater. This is especially true when we're this early in the wheat growing season. For figuring out what is a 50% stand, you first need to figure out how many seeds you are dropping per foot of row when you originally drilled the field. The number of seeds per foot of row is determined by the seeding rate and the size of the wheat seed. I have a chart posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. This chart has the number of seeds per foot of row based on the seeding rate and the size of your wheat seed. So let's run through a quick example. Let's say that we start with 12,000 seeds per pound. Now that's pretty plump seed wheat. If you were drilling 60 pounds per acre on 10-inch centers, then you would have been dropping 13.8 or 14 seeds per foot of row. For a 50% stand, you would need around 7 seedlings per foot of row to leave that stand. If you have less than that, then you should consider redrilling that field. Now, if you're in the same situation, but you have seed that is 16,000 seeds per pound, that would be a little bit closer to average. You would have dropped, with that 16 seeds per pound, you would have dropped just over 18 seeds per foot of row. So if you have 9 seedlings per foot of row, then leave the stand. For fewer seedlings, consider redrilling. So take 5 or 10 counts and check the charts to see if the field or a specific area of your field should be redrilled. One other thing, since there are some chances for rain showers this week, you should go out and check your fields again after the rain and possibly do another stand count before actually redrilling. This is because a light rainfall can soften that soil surface and allow those trapped seedlings to emerge. This can even be true for seedlings that have bent over under the crust of the soil. The coleoptile, that protective structure that pushes through the soil, is still very powerful and may be able to push that plant above the soil surface even if the leaves are bent over a little bit. If you're wondering about the seeds per foot of row or if you should consider redrilling, check out the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website for wheat drilling guidelines. Give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call if you have any other questions at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.